This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Saudi Arabia banned citizens from performing the Muslim pilgrimage in Mecca, and Iran canceled Friday prayers for a second week as nations scrambled Wednesday to control the coronavirus outbreak. The World Health Organization says deaths spiked in Iran and Italy, which along with South Korea account for 80% of the new virus cases outside of China. Wednesday also brought news of the first death in Iraq, where so far all of its cases are connected to Iran. In South Korea, health officials report thousands in the city hit hardest by the outbreak are waiting for open spaces in hospitals. The government plans to spend about $10 billion to counteract the economic impact of the outbreak. In Britain, minds are trying to figure out how to protect Parliament from the coronavirus. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
As Britain braces for a much wider spread of the new virus, some government officials and lawmakers are worried not just about the nation's health, but about their own. They work alongside thousands of staff in the crowded, crumbling Parliament complex in London, while most people who contract the virus experience mild symptoms and recover quite quickly, the risk rises with age. The average age of lawmakers in the House of Commons is 50, and in Parliament's upper chamber, the House of Lords, it's 70. Britain currently has 80-plus confirmed virus cases, but the government says that number is likely to rise dramatically. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Olympic organizers say Japan will adjust the torch relay set to begin this month to prevent the spread of the new coronavirus. Also, the Japanese government has partially lifted an evacuation order for one of the towns emptied because of the Fukushima nuclear power plant disaster. The change comes after organizers realized the town of Futaba had been added to the relay route, which begins on March 26th. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg has dropped out of the race. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports on Bloomberg's short campaign.
Mike Bloomberg is out and endorsing Joe Biden, a stunning collapse for one of the world's richest men. Bloomberg had pinned his hopes for the nomination on the Super Tuesday states, but won only the territory of American Samoa. Bloomberg had poured more than $500 million of his own fortune into the campaign, but voters ultimately rejected his argument that he was the candidate best positioned to defeat President Trump, who called him Mini Mike because he's short. I'm Rita Foley.
Meanwhile, a campaign aide for Elizabeth Warren says she's talking to her team to assess the path forward after disappointing results Tuesday, including a third-place finish in her home state of Massachusetts. Joe Biden won the Super Tuesday primaries, taking 9 states to Senator Bernie Sanders' 4. But secured delegates will determine who becomes the Democratic nominee, AP's Ben Thomas.
Joe Biden's Super Tuesday surge has, at least for now, given him a sizable lead over Bernie Sanders in the delegate count. The Associated Press has allocated 453 delegates to Biden so far and 382 to Sanders. But it may be days or weeks, even, before we know exactly. California has a whopping 415 delegates in all, and only 108 have been allocated to this point. The magic number to secure the nomination ahead of the convention is 1,991. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The executive director of American University's Sine Institute of Policy and Politics says there's still quite a fight ahead for the Democratic nomination.
The history is that the contest and the on the Democratic side and the Republican side in most recent history have taken 60 to 80 days after Super Tuesday to try and get to some kind of resolution. So we're going to be in this for a while.
Ukraine's parliament Wednesday approved the new prime minister after his predecessor resigned. Meanwhile, the country's president says his administration's priorities remain unchanged despite the government reshuffle. Sudan's central bank announced Wednesday the United States had informed Khartoum it was lifting sanctions on 157 Sudanese firms, in line with a policy shift by Washington in late 2017. The central bank governor said in a statement only a few Sudanese individuals and entities remain under U.S. sanctions for their links to the conflict in Darfur, a region hit by a protracted conflict that began in 2003. Greece closed down the land border and ramped up security around islands in the Aegean Sea close to Turkey. Athens and the EU say Ankara is fully to blame for the crisis as tens of thousands of migrants remain camped out along the border. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.